Encik Muhammad bin Muhammad Idris. Also from Perbadanan Museum Negeri Pahang, Encik Muhammad will be discussing him. His topic is Pahang Maritime Activity According to Malay Historiography as well.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Majesty Queen Azizah of Pahang, Malaysia, Dato' Muhammad Nizar, Dato' Sri Muhammad Najib, Chairman of Museum Pahang, our fellow colleague, and also from University of Oxford. So my humble presentation today is talking about how we want to see the Pahang, the role in the maritime activity through the local sources. So this is my topic, Pahang maritime activity in Malay historiographies. For those of you, this is the location of Pahang in Southeast Asia. So the problem stemmed here that we know that when the coming of Islam, new language was introduced. It is called as a language of Jawi. So, as mentioned by scholars Professor Al-Attas, and also the creation of language of Jawi later on introduced a new science, which are the written tradition for the local history. So it is called as Malay historiographies. Through this text is recorded various important events that reflects how the real essence of culture for the Malays. Since that, it recorded many activities in the text. It also mentioned about the maritime activity in the various texts. So Pahang relation with the other Malay kingdoms and forays, the maritime activity actually was recorded in the text. But there's no proper study yet, so I try to fulfill it. As I mentioned by our queen just morning, he mentioned about Hukum Karun Pahang. One of the additional characteristics that we can try to look more is about the many positions that related to core activities like the Bendahara Biduan, the Fakir Hukim, and the others. So read that text that later on how they what is the terms and condition and what is the ethics that they need to fulfill, perform all the activity at port. Then in the same manuscript also mentioned about the names of ships like Jong and other Kakap. There was boats or ships that used in the sea. And also mentioned about the currency and spice. Why spice? I will mention in the other slide. Yes. And the research question is that what are maritime activities in relation with Pahang, then the other Malay kingdoms, and also what are the maritime activity with Pahang and the foreigners? Why these two main important points that we have tried to discover is that because in that Malay historiography, they mention about the names of ship, what the activity, and who bought from that event. So the method of the study, I used various Malay sources, like Tudala Tusalatin. This text mentioned the history of Malacca anti Johor, Hukum Karun Pahang, therefore the history of Pahang. Hikayat Fatani, he covered 17th century until 18th century of the history of the Patani. Bustan Salatin is a record history of Malacca, Pahang and Aceh. Tufa Anafis is recorded the history of Johor, but also there are selected events, important events related to Pahang. And Hikayat Pahang is covered for 19th century, the history of Pahang. Also, the other method I use, I compare with the Malay letters as located in the around the world, and also the foreign records. Previous study have been done by scholars like Professor Andaya. He mentioned that Pahang was important port for trade, gold and pepper. He used various sources like the French sources. Then Professor Tata Dedin Sova, when he studied about the Malay historiography, he found that there are many maritime activities include the names of ship, toponyms and geography. This is important how she ever detect who the important figures has been recorded in the Malay text. And another of her works, Marginalia to the Malay Historiography, has published by Museum Pahang through Al-Azhar. She added another information about negrification as mentioned in Malay Historiography. So this is the sources that I use. I use various manuscripts also. So this is my first finding about who the kingdoms that close a relation with Pahang and the maritime activities. Johor and Aceh were the main kingdoms that close case of Johor, you can read in the Bustan Asanatin, Tufa Anafis, Ikai Negeri Johor also, and also Ikai Pahang, because in that text recorded the time travel, like the Bendahara of Pahang, he sailed to Riau, it took 4 days to arrive, and what kind of ship, like the Bendahara Siwa Raja Tun Ali, he used the big ship called Penjajah. So that event that shows, and it is proved by the text itself, the maritime activity related to Pahang. Also the other kingdom, the Fatanis, Selangor and Terengganu. So this is the main relation with Pahang, Johor. In particularly in the 17th century, when the new government was formed, the last Sultan of Pahang, Sultan Alauddin, was lost to Sultan Abdullah Mughaib Shah and Raja Bujang of Johor. So later on, established a new kingdom by the name of Kerajaan Johor and Pahang. So we can compare, had to try to read the primary sources from various libraries in the world. I used the record from Danish, French, UK also, and also US. So all the manuscript letters has been mentioned by the king itself, the name of the government is Johor Pahang. That to show that the name of Pahang was important for as the name of the government of Johor at that time. And also these are main activities, in particularly administration and security. I maybe can mention one example, like the case of this one, Sultan Sulaiman and Bendahara Tun Abbas, when they want to appoint the Bugis as the first time, for the first time, as the main minister for the kingdom of Johor, it needs that Bendahara Tun Abbas of Pahang to agree and consensus to appoint Daeng Marewa. This is a very important event because in the previous time there was no involvement of Bugis. So this how that the Bendahara Tun Abbas need to sail from Pahang to Riau that to have agreement with the Sultan Sulaiman to make sure that the new government with the involvement of the Bugis being arrived. Also, the great Raja Haji Fisabilillah, when he appointed as a Yang di-Pertuan Muda, he sailed from Pontianak, then sail to Pahang, meet to Bendahara Paduka Raja Tun Abdul Majid, that also shows the importance of Pahang as a ceremony for appointment of the ministers of the Kingdom of Johor. Security from the Malay historiography shows that the importance of Pahang to when there are many events related to war, in particularly to 17th century and 18th century. We can go to the next slide. So these are two main events. 17th century, Sultan Abdul Jalil Shah III was have war with Jambi at the time. So according to Hikayat Negeri Johor, he sailed to Pahang to get a proper place. Then in the 18th century, Raja Kecik, when he overthrew Sultan Abdul Jalil IV, and Sultan Abdul Jalil IV used the ship of, by the name of Gura, sailed from Riau to Pahang. And so also these are the additional proof about the names of the ship. The name of the Gura mentioned in Tufa Anafis, 30 Gura. And bear in mind, I will show you how the long of this ship. Also, even after 1824, what is the importance of this event? The split between the Riau Lingga, Johor and Pahang. Pahang have their own autonomy. Even that, the role of Pahang is still an important meeting point. Sultan Muhammad of Riau Lingga was sailed from Lingga to Pahang to meet Sultan Terengganu and the Bendahara of Pahang. And in that text, he mentioned the 40 penjajah and kakap was used to sail to Pahang. And also in relation to Fatani, one most important event is that the role of Ikai Fatani and Bustan Asanatin mentioned about their marriage and the sale of Ratu Ungu. Ratu Ungu married to be Sultan Abdul Ghaffar, and then Ratu Ungu returned back to Fatani as mentioned in Ikai Fatani and also Bustan Asanatin. So yeah, another important event is mentioned by Dr. Jessica, the relation Pahang and Aceh, these two important letters to show that Pahang was under conquer of Aceh. So this is, if you go to Bodleian Library, we can see these letters. It's mentioned that Pahang was under the rule of Sultan Iskandar Muda of Aceh. So these are the names of the government that Iskandar Muda able to conquer. So this is the code number. Then by Dr. Jessica. The ship of Gora and Penjajah was mentioned by Shenroni Araniri, bring that the big tombstone from Aceh to Pahang. This another proof that how the maritime activity also mentioned that 44 days took to make sure that all the tombstone from the palace of Aceh ever bring to Pahang. Why? Because this is this royal ceremony. It is called istiadat menanam batu for the name at time. And this is Bursa Salatin manuscript, and right side is the tombstone being brought to Pahang. And also the marriage between the Pahang, Fatani and Aceh. So this is a very simple summary. How to show that the marriage between the old Johor, the old Pahang, and also the Patanese family. And the right side is the marriage between the Achenese family. To show that the maritime activity, we can see through, if we able to sketch the Salasila, the family tree of the royal rulers. Because there was two king, the husband and wife become the ruler of the kingdom. Sultan Iskandar Sari and his wife become Sultan of Aceh. Sultan Abdul Ghaffar become the Sultan of Pahang, and his wife Ratu Ungu become the queen of Patani. That shows that interesting event has been occurred at that time. Also Selangor in the late 18th century, the port of Kuala Selangor was conquered by the Dutch. After that, Pahang able to reconquer back and have Sultan Ibrahim of Selangor. This event was mentioned in Tufa Anafis. And also relation with Terengganu, there are many important events that have been recorded, particularly in Hikayat Pahang and Malay Lanterns. So this is one of important record I chose. Berhala Tun Mutahir helped Sultan Omar of Terengganu to get the Barus at that time, but to show that because this letter was in war between Tun Mutahir and Wan Ahmad. But even then, in the war, the Berhala still helped each other with the neighbors. So this is the summary of relationship between Pahang and Terengganu. And we can, like Hikayat Pahang mentioned that Sultan Zainal Abidin of Terengganu married with Tengku Long. He used Pinisi. So this is how to show the important event. This is the summary why I mentioned Urap, Jalak, Jong and Finis. There was one lecture at Cambridge mentioned how the size of the boats. The biggest ship in the old days are Gurak 300 feet, and also the name of Jong 200 feet. Jong was mentioned in Hikayat. Hukum Kanun Pahang. Yeah. Also the Pinisi. That to show that the big events related to Pahang maritime activity, as we can be recorded in the Malay historiographies. So yeah, that's all.
Such a rich presentation. It's absolutely fascinating. Thank you very much for that. And it's also great to see how you've utilized various manuscripts to tell the story of Pahang's maritime relations with other Malay kingdoms. I think thank you very much for your presentation.